From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. It was a major drug sniff for a Eureka PD canine officer last week. On Wednesday nights, patrol officers with the Eureka PD conducted a traffic stop near the intersection of Honchin and Ingley Streets in Eureka. The driver, 61-year-old Albert Livingstone, found to be on active county probation, including a search and seizure clause. A search conducted a Boone's vehicle utilizing K9 Max, and during the search, Max located 1.2 grams of methamphetamine and 53 grams of heroin. A firearm also found in the vehicle, Boone taken into custody and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Well, some police follow-up got the full story behind a woman reported in distress on Friday morning. The report came in at about 6 a.m. of a woman on Cummings Road in Eureka who appeared to be in distress. It was also reported that woman was in possession of a firearm. Deputies arrived on the scene and found 43-year-old Anna Caudill of Eureka in possession of a handgun. She had an injury to her hand, did not follow the commands of the deputies. A brief struggle ensued as deputies tried to secure the firearm and detain her. A taser was deployed, and eventually she was detained. Once Caudill was, deputies noticed that she had what appeared to be a gunshot wound to her right hand. The wound was sustained prior to law enforcement contact. Caudill was also found to be in possession of a large sum of cash. At about 8 a.m. that same morning, Sheriff's Office got information from a citizen that blood had been found inside a residence on Heaven Lane in Eureka. Heaven Lane located off Cummings Road. Deputies went there to a residence and did find blood on the scene. A vehicle that was registered to Caudill was in the driveway. Search warrant was obtained for the residence. Deputies served that warrant and found an additional large sum of cash, 30 pounds of marijuana, small amounts of methamphetamine, and heroin. Is Reggae on the River too big and loud for its new venue? The event was canceled prior to happening on B Street in Eureka, but is planned for Blue Lake on September 14th and 15th. Some there are concerned the town park is too small to accommodate, and they're not thrilled with the prospect of the noise from the fest either. Lost Coast Outpost reporting last week a post on the Blue Lake Community News and Crime Watch Facebook page prompted people of Blue Lake to question the potential impacts of the event. Well, the sales room of Allen's Commercial Appliance and Arcade is entering its final week in operation. The sales room at 5197 Erickson Way will be open from 8:30 to 4:30 this week, but it closes for good on Saturday. Owner Alan Caldwell telling the Redwood Times he's not closing down for a lack of business. He's closing down because he's tired. The service side of the store will remain open. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.